Jesus remained hidden from the view of the public for most of his life until he was about 30 years old, and then he began his ministry. The first miracle that he performed was for his mother, and it talks about making things new. It's found in John chapter 2, verse 1. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they were short of wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said unto her, "Woman, what has that got to do with you and me? My hour is not yet come." His mother said unto the servants, "Whatever he says unto you, do it." And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Jesus said unto them, "Fill the water pots with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, "Draw out now, and take unto the governor of the feast." And they drew it out, and took it. And when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, he did not know where it came from. But the servants which drew the water knew. The governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and said unto him, "Every man at the beginning sets forth the good wine, and when men have drunk well, then that which is worse. But you have kept the good wine until now." This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, manifest forth his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Well, what did Jesus do here? Well, first of all, he did something as a favor to his mother, and she was pretty insistent that he should do it. He was reluctant to do it, and his mother said, "You'll do it. Whatever he says to you, do it." And kind of sounds like my mom sometimes. And there were 6 water pots of stone. And what these water pots were for the purifying washing of the Jewish people, ceremonial water. And Jesus chose those because there was a new way of doing things coming, and he wanted to show that. And the new way was by wine, which represents blood. And he was saying by this, there will be a new way of making things new, of purifying things, of restoring things, and that will be by my blood. And they would learn and see that he sacrificed his life on the cross for us, and his blood was shed so that we could be made new. Let's pray. I thank you, O Lord God, for Jesus, who gave himself for us, so that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life, and shed his blood so that we could have a new way of life, and all people can be recreated and made new through faith in Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.